And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
That's why the globalists are flooding us with 80% military-age men. They have UN NGOs in Africa, the Middle East, all over the place, where they bring the lowest IQ criminals. They take them up to 6 months to a UN refugee center, show them videos, movies about whites are evil, America's bad, Europe's bad. They have schoolgirls in Germany, in Wales, in England. I'm here at the girls' school. And Germany, same thing. They're Muslim. And then they run ads on children's TV saying, I'm 12 and I've married a 24-year-old Muslim. He pleasures me well. And then they get to the staging grounds on the coast of, you know, Tunisia and places. And then these big Zodiac boats that hold like 100 people at a time. Sometimes big ships. Hundreds of them a day are hitting. They jump off one. Just take the town. And then the stabbing, murdering, killing. Everyone hides. Guys with clubs, beating, killing. So it is a takeover by design. And so this is just the full war. They won't even give the defense anything about the rifle. They won't. Well, I mean, Jimmy Dore does the best job breaking it down. But the point is, now that you have Israel coming in and taking over the police, now that you have the feds fusing with everything and the legislation for Israel to be fused into that. And now you have the Israel lobby saying, we're going to destroy anybody that criticizes anything we did. Greater Israel, we want a national draft, Israel's saying. And other, quote, Christian leaders and the guy that they just primaried Massey with says, no, we need a draft right now to go to full war in the Middle East for Israel. Trump says, I'm doing this for Israel. And so I'm just like, I'm not going to be Israel's slave. I cannot believe this is like a nightmare of every trope, of every stereotype, of every crazy thing the Aryan nations was saying 30 years ago. I mean, it's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And I'm not with the Muslims. I'm not with the Nazis. I'm not with the Chi-Coms. I'm an American patriot that believes in due process, capitalism, Christianity, family values. Don't force my values on you. Don't force them on me. Wasn't brought up to have a hard-on, you know, against Israel and Jews. As an American citizen and as someone that is loyal to the Republic and ancestors with the back star of the country, both sides, I have a responsibility to come out and say what this is. And this is so over the top. It's so crazy. I mean, when did you ever think you'd see the Pentagon put out a report and at the highest level and say, no, Israel's now the number one threat to our sovereignty?
That's making a big statement.
Pentagon raised threat of Israeli spying on U.S. to highest level, sources say, worse than China, saying it's the Defense Intelligence Agency says that Israel is now the number one threat to our national security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's because Israel is, again, famous for human intelligence and signals intelligence. They've been caught in the last 10 years putting up stingrays, scooping up all the cell phone data around the White House, planning devices in the White House. I mean, nobody does this, okay, but Israel. I mean, this is over the top. So
we're not allowed to spy on them.
No, there's a law.
We can spy on everybody else, but not them. But yes. They can spy on us.
So you have this integration, and then you have the Israel First lobby. And by the way, they passed it out of committee. There was an amendment, and this happened Thursday, an amendment in the Armed Services Committee and the other committees to cut out Section 224. It just gives a blank check to Israel and the czar that gives them access to everything as spies and makes it legal. The committee chairman and others just go, none of that's there. This is just a missile deal. They're all liars. Move on. We're not passing the resolution. So the bill goes forward. So they didn't have the amendment pulling that out. And it's just a bald-faced lie. Anybody can go, you know, just going to Google or just go to thomas.loc.gov, congressional website, type in DAA 2027, section 224. You're there. You read it. It says integrates everything in live time. Everything. So when something's integrated live time, that means they're got the keys of the kingdom. Drones, AI. So now, then we learned 2 weeks ago, and this is being put out now because the Pentagon's worried, even though they've been pro-Israel overall. They put out this information that, oh, by the way, Israel's been risen to the number one security counter-espionage threat. And so we know the White House is full of a bunch of Israel firsters. And, you know, my thinking was it was just pro-Israel and support Israel not being blown up or whatever. We knew that. The non-commissioned aren't the assassins. Unless it's like Delta Force going to on a sanctioned mission to kill somebody. But the actual wet work is done with Army officers that are highly trusted and who already have been involved in a lot of clandestine stuff. And then they get tested out overseas, and then they're retired, and then they've got this auxiliary of hitmen in every town and every place. And they're all compartmentalized. And you get the call. Here's your mission. You go pick up what the mission is, and then it's got the codes of what you're supposed to do. You know it's authenticated. And then you simply, in the old days, would just simply call a phone number and answering machine answers and says, you know, yeah, I'm going fishing. I accept whatever the code word for accept the mission is. It's all completely compartmentalized. And then, you know, one day, open your truck up and there's a package sitting down on the floor and there's $50,000 in it. That's how it works. And so that's how the U.S. government does it.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, good morning.
Sean, we've got the biggest news ever today.
Yes, we do. We're going to do some updates on Israel and Iran.
Special Saturday transmission.
Yes, sir. Islamic invasion. We got a Charlie Kirk update. And we're going to talk about deed thefts that appear to be on the rise.
And an update on the future of Infowars. But the first big story is just unbelievable. And then when you've got the backstory and the other pieces to it, it is 100% clear what's going on. And everybody knows, who knows me, knows that I'm not somebody that obsesses over Israel. I'm not somebody that says Israel runs everything in the past. I get attacked by the Nazis and people because they've always said Israel has a plan for global domination, is going to, Zionist occupation forces are going to rule America. And then they accuse me of working for Israel and all this made up stuff. So I kind of got prejudiced towards that because they attacked me so much and I have nothing to do with Israel, though I study all these different geopolitical things. And I've exposed Israel for the USS Liberty and the Levant affair and false flags and manipulating our Congress and AIPAC, but there's other big power lobbies, the Communist Chinese and, you know, the big central banks closely associated with Israel and a lot of other lobbies that are, that, and foreign governments are trying to manipulate us as well. You've got the EU, you know, trying to censor Americans with all these lawsuits and things on Elon Musk. I cover all the major power blocks that are trying to take our freedoms and our sovereignty. And I look at the big geotech companies with their AI data centers, power grabbing. So I try to be very fair and just look at all the groups, all the power groups, what they're up to, what they're doing. But we're in the fourth turning. There's a cycle every 87 years of each generation ending, but every four, historians have noted, and it's like clockwork, you have a fourth turning, a big mega turning. And so the old global order is falling apart. And Israel is uniquely positioned, with about half the billionaires in the world being Jewish, a lot of them being Zionists, that they have rich, powerful people all over the world, not just in the United States, not just in Israel, not just in Europe, but Australia, Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, everywhere. And so Israel's been positioning itself for a long time. Netanyahu's been in and out of power for 26 years. He's really the ringleader, kingpin of the really bad group in Israel. And they've gotten where the ADL trains most of the police departments. With all their anti-free speech stuff, they've got private intelligence files on people that work with the Southern Poverty Law Center that got caught running all the white supremacist groups to create the crisis, to offer the solution. And they have been doing a lot of, obviously, joint training with our military. The new iPhone's operating chip is Israeli-made. They've been caught putting back doors in a lot of our telecommunications, even more so than China. This is a fact. And if you talk to former high-level CIA people, like Kiyaku and others, they'll tell you that no foreign intelligence agency was anywhere as aggressive as Israel. And, you know, all the things they would do. And they famously used Monica Lewinsky, an operative, to blackmail Bill Clinton. Obviously, Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad operative, got a Mossad, you know, honors and stuff. Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was buried in with a Mossad burial. And he was kind of the guy that handed over the keys to Epstein. So, everybody pretty much knows about all that, okay? But two things have happened in the last week, and one of them just happened last night. Now, a week ago, it breaks that Section 224 of the Defense Authorization Act, the big trillion-dollar bill that they're trying to pass right now for next year's military funding, had a provision 224 in it, and it's only 5 pages long. And it's clear as day, and top defense contractor analysts have looked at it, concurred my analysis. It literally says they create a special czar who is empowered by the president and with no oversight, who will then liaison with the Israeli military and intelligence from academia and DARPA and defense development to satellites to weapon telemetry to tracking to weapon development to bioweapons. I mean, it lists it all.
This czar is on their side.
This czar has dictatorial power. And now a month ago, Netanyahu said, oh, we're not going to get any U.S. taxpayer money, so we won't need Congress anymore. We're going to do defense weapons deals with shared weapons platforms with the U.S. And they go, oh, we've got a great anti-missile missile. We're just doing an anti-missile missile. We'll deal with them. No. That's just one small part of this. And people can go read Section 224. I can show some congressional clips where they talk about it. Then it turns out, because Netanyahu wrote a letter to the committee head thanking them for putting in the legislation that he wrote. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, that broke a week ago, okay? Mm-hmm. But scroll down so they can read the headline. This broke yesterday. Pentagon raised threat of Israeli spying on U.S. to highest level, sources say, worse than China, saying it's the Defense Intelligence Agency, says that Israel is now the number one threat to our national security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's because Israel is, again, famous for human intelligence and signals intelligence. They've been caught in the last 10 years putting up stingrays, scooping up all the cell phone data around the White House, planning devices in the White House. I mean, nobody does this, okay, but Israel. I mean, this is over the top. So,
but we're not allowed to spy on them.
No, in fact, there's a law.
We can spy on everybody else, but not them. But yes. They can spy on us.
So you have this integration, and then you have the Israel First lobby. And by the way, they passed it out of committee. There was an amendment, and this happened Thursday, an amendment in the Armed Services Committee and the other committees to cut out Section 224 that just gives a blank check to Israel and the czar that gives them access to everything as spies and makes it legal. The committee chairman and others just go, none of that's there. This is just a missile deal. They're all liars. Move on. We're not passing the resolution. So the bill goes forward. So they didn't have the amendment pulling that out. And it's just a bald-faced lie. Anybody can go, just go into X or go into Google or just go to thomas.loc.gov, congressional website, type in NDAA 2027, Section 224. You're there. You read it. It says it integrates everything in live time. Everything. So when something's integrated live time, that means they've got the keys of the kingdom. Mm. Drones, AI. Oh, I forgot that. AI, all this. So now, then we learned 2 weeks ago, and this is being put out now because the Pentagon's worried, even though they've been pro-Israel overall. They put out this information that, oh, by the way, Israel's been risen to the number one security counter-espionage threat. Mm. And so we know the White House is full of a bunch of Israel firsters. And, my thinking was just pro-Israel and support Israel not being blown up or whatever. We knew that. I don't want to get Israel blown up. And so I was, Trump's got this big streak of, Israel, but he still overall is America first. Now he makes statements like, I'm not worried about the average American's financial plight. I only care about Israel. I did this for Israel. I mean, these are quotes. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm not worried about your Medicare and Medicaid and the economy. All that matters is war. So he actually says, Israel's the number one priority. You pull the clips up just 2 weeks ago. He said, no, Israel's my main priority. I did this for Israel. Israel lied to him. Mossad told him, this is on record, that it would, that the mullahs would fall in 2 to 4 days, that they wouldn't be able to close the strait. Here we are 98 days later. Mm-hmm. It's a total disaster for the economy, inflation. The oil companies just told Trump, if you think the 47% increase in gas prices the last 90-something days is bad, it's about to go another 35-40% in 2 weeks. And that bakes into inflation for everybody. That's a real tax. Okay, so the point is they got all the Israeli bots flooding Real Alex Jones on X. You can go read these saying, quoting Bible verses out of stuff, you're going to be cursed, you hate Israel, blah, blah, blah. When the whole Old Testament is when Israel's good, it's blessed. When it's bad, God sends them into bondage. Just all made up but it's this dispensationalism the last 200 years in America where people are taught, you don't worship Jesus, you worship King Herod. You worship whoever the leader of Israel is, even though he's super unpopular over there and has already been convicted and is using war to stay in power. It's just totally crazy. So it is legitimate fact. And I said on my show Thursday and Friday, people can pull the clips up, I said, Israel is now the number one national security threat. And then hours later, this comes out, with the Pentagon saying that. Okay, so this is a cry for help from the Pentagon. And I guarantee the folks that put this report out, it was released by the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Israel lobby is going to come for them.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they'd have a kayak accident or something.
Has Trump put out any statements on this?
No, and I've been saying for the last week, Trump needs to come out against Section 224. And if he comes out and supports Section 224 to integrate every aspect of our satellites, our intel, our military, bioweapons, AI, it's all there in 5 pages.
Yeah.
I read it on here twice. Please go read it, folks. And then watch him on the news going, there's nothing there. It's just a missile deal. It's just a defense missile deal. Israel's literally saying, we don't need your money anymore because they're going to have joint access to all the patents and weapon development. We're talking about trillions. And now be co-owners of the military-industrial complex. That Eisenhower warned us about our own military-industrial complex getting out of control. Now we have this ultimate coup attempting to be happening right now. I mean, it is so off the charts, Sean. I can't even believe it's this arrogant. So this literally will be the Zionist-occupied government that I used to laugh at the Nazis about.
You know, just official now.
I mean, I used to laugh at them. Oh, yeah, Israel's going to totally take over and make us its first, state or whatever. It's second state in their new Greater Israel project. Now there have been bombing all over southern Lebanon, tens of thousands of homes. Now Israel says, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take all those Christians' houses and move Jews in. Just 6 months ago, the ADL would say you were anti-Semitic if you said that. Mm. I mean, and now they're putting out the brochures. The government is telling settlers, get ready and come claim your land.
Them to just taking over people's houses here in the United States, the deep theft.
Yeah, well, in Israel, that's what they do. But I mean, and it's happening everywhere. The point is that people are trying to be in denial about this. And I guess I was in denial, too, because communist China is a big issue. The EU, the globalists, big tech, all that. But in this power vacuum, Israel is now the main group that wants to secure its future by controlling our foreign policy. To do that, it's got to control our domestic policy. And they primaried Massey and bragged about it. That was foreign money. And they ran off MTG, and they're saying, we run America now. Ben-Gavir really runs Israel. He's their national security head. He tells Netanyahu what to do, and when Netanyahu goes, it's going to be him.
How concerned are you with Ben-Gavir?
I mean, he literally says, we rule the earth. We're going to slaughter everybody. We're going to dominate. The Israeli ambassador to the United States, Mike Huckabee, no, he's not the U.S. ambassador. He's the Israeli ambassador. He gets up there and says, Israel can take it all. It's in the Bible, the whole Middle East. He gets up in front of college students and says, you will rule the earth. You are the rulers of the earth. Mm-hmm. You will soon rule the earth. I mean, this is like megalomania, cartoon, supervillain stuff. And I mean, I, as an American citizen, and as someone that is loyal to the Republic and ancestors, but the back star of the country, both sides, I have a responsibility to come out and say what this is. And this is so over the top. It's so crazy. I mean, when did you ever think you'd see the Pentagon put out a report at the highest level and say, no, Israel's now the number one threat to our sovereignty?
That's a big statement.
They said emergency. Their spies are everywhere. They're infiltrating everything. Look out. Right when they're trying to pass this bill to make it legal. That's the Pentagon going, whoa. Yeah, we've worked with you. We're not for the Muslims. We're not for the radical Islamists. We're not anti-Israel existing. Notice there's all these military bases flying Israeli flags. And then it comes out and they still keep flying them right at the same height as the American flag. That's like Muslims when they block highways and roads in New York to have call to prayer. It's territorial. It's pissing on us. It's planting the flag. It's marking territory. And so that's the first thing. And as soon as I got up at like 5 a.m. and just posted a link to this, and in came the bots instantly. You're a liar. This isn't real. What, now you believe NBC News? Well, I don't believe NBC News when they say I should turn my guns in, but I believe NBC News when they link to the Pentagon website and show the report. I mean, so yeah, this is real. And again, they try the same tactic. Oh, that's just a missile defense system deal. That's not an integration of the Israeli military and intelligence into ours. It says it. And now let's move to Benjamin Netanyahu's letter that came out 4 days ago. Now, it turns out it was out a week ago, but The members of Congress that got these, not just one, this is one particular committee member, he says, I was glad to receive your proposed congressional resolution, which is now in the bill, endorsing my plan, that's Benjamin Netanyahu, to shift the framework of U.S.-led defense cooperation from aid to partnership. And then he goes on to say, merge all the platforms together, AI, intelligence, it's all right there. But then you go read the legislation, it's more detailed. So, it's just a missile defense system. No, it's not. That's your God. You go to hell if you don't worship Benjamin Netanyahu's dingleberries. Your God says it's a merger. So, boom, checkmate, your God, bow to him. It's like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he holds up the idol and I have to bow down. It's like Netanyahu. They go, so I'm like, but Netanyahu said, So God has spoken. Nope, your Lord said so. Your God, your king, your master, who you swear allegiance to, okay? Because you don't want to go to hell. So my deal is Israel's bitten off way more than it can chew. He's a convicted criminal. He's even unpopular in Israel, but he uses parliamentary manipulation to stay in power. The problem is the people about to replace him are even worse. Mm-hmm. And Israel literally gets up now and says, Greater Israel, we're taking over. I'm a lock to everyone. We're going to kill everyone. We're going to blow up the Christians. We're taking everything. And then meanwhile, I see the Israel First lobby going, oh, what are you for? The Muslims now? Or are you for Greta Thunberg, who's, you know, anti-Israel? No. Just because Israel is doing bad stuff doesn't mean now we go, oh, but the Muslims are good. It's not an either or. It's notice we've had 15 times the Muslims in the West we had before 9/11. I thought we were fighting them over there like you did so they don't come over here. Well, they actually bring them over here. Mm-hmm. And then Israel founded Hamas and supported them and protected them. It turns out Lindsey Graham gave hundreds of millions of taxpayer money to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, and Hamas. They are creating these groups so they have a pretext to then expand and attack.
Yeah.
So here's a congressional clip. And again, they had an amendment to pull out Section 224. It failed. But this is right before the vote. This is a Congressman Rahana talking about it, pointing out that Netanyahu actually wrote the legislation. Here it is.
People are tired of the arrogance and insolence of Prime Minister Netanyahu telling America what we should do. The entire country of Israel has a GDP that is less than a single town in my district. Yet somehow Netanyahu thinks he could tell the American people what we should do. The person who's most upset with him right now is President Donald Trump. And everyone in America, whether you're a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat, says that we need to tell Netanyahu that America calls the shots, not the prime minister of any other country. They want less cooperation and blank checks to Israel, not more. Only the United States Congress would dream up at this moment, let's actually do more for Israel, not less. And that's what Section 2024 does. It's a pretty simple thing. Should we do more for Israel than we already do, or should we do less? If you think we should do more for Israel, you should be against my amendment. If you think we should do less for Israel at the time that he's arrogantly telling Donald Trump what to do, then you should be for my amendment. Now, let me just be clear. Mr. Netanyahu actually wrote to a member of Congress to put this Section 224 into the bill.
So, again, now it has passed out of committee. They were unable to strike it down. And I challenge every American, don't believe me, it's Section 224, the Defense Authorization Act 2027. Go read it. Read Netanyahu's letter. That's what it does. And days after this comes out, the Defense Intelligence Agency goes, emergency, Israel's the number one threat. They've got spies infiltrating everywhere. I mean, literally, red alert, highest alert level. So the Pentagon says the number one highest level threat is Israeli intelligence infiltrating everything and spying electronically and with human spies, human. And they're openly now moving forward with the bill out of committee to hand everything over to them. And you've got Israel announcing Greater Israel, and they're going to invade everywhere and blowing up the Christians in Lebanon. You've got them involved in our domestic elections. You've got the ADL involved with the police departments. You've got 38 states that passed laws that if you're a government contractor that builds highways or buildings or anything, or you sell coffee to the government, anything, trash bags, it's a felony if you put in a contract and end up getting it. If you've ever criticized Israel in any way, including Zionism, which means you don't believe that, you know, Israel has a right to whoever it wants. So Israel's really making a move with its lobbies and its money to come in and censor, control, and just do terrible things. And Israel has the lowest approval rating in the world in Gallup polls. Mm-hmm. The whole world's turning against Israel, and I don't get some thrill out of that and say, great, I wish Israel would reform itself instead of getting worse and worse and worse. And then when I'm forced to oppose what they're doing because it's dangerous and totalitarian, I know they're going to come after me, as they already have with their lobbies. They've been instrumental in attacks on me already. And meanwhile, while the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught funding the white supremacists to make everything look cartoonish when you resist them, just like Israel created Hamas and funded them to make everything look, you know, cartoonish. And the Israelis declassified it, even in the 90s, has been declassified since then. They said, we created Hamas and funded them because we didn't want legitimate governments in Gaza and other areas that would, you know, stand up like Martin Luther King and not be violent and be reasonable. We put in people that are going to attack us who are crazy so we can keep blowing them up. And so that's what this is sick. And people one-dimensionally think, oh, I'm for Israel. I'm not with the Nazis. I'm not with the Muslims. The point is that this is a crisis creation operation that's going on. Look at how Israel and Turkey overthrew 2 years ago Assad, who was a dictator but an angel compared to the global leader of Al-Qaeda they put in charge of there. Now he's purged the Christians and others, and we're told he's a good guy. And Israel gave air support to ISIS, you know, slash Al-Qaeda, same group, different variant, in Syria. This is all on record. And what's crazy is I used to talk about this when the West was funding these groups to attack Syria when it all started like 18 years ago. They called me a conspiracy theorist, even though it was in the different white papers and defense papers and even came out in Congress. It was a fact. But now it's just all over the news. Yeah, okay, yeah, Israel and the U.S. and the British intelligence have been funding Al-Qaeda since the 70s. Big deal. I mean, it's just like, okay. And then they attack us, and then we lose our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
See how it works? So Israel is making a major move on America, and they think that they can control Congress and control local state governments and control the police, which they do to a great extent. Then we are talking about a Zionist-occupied government.
Yeah.
And that's literally, I used to sit there and want, you know, when I was like a teenager and watch HBO documentaries where we'd have the guys in their Nazi uniforms going, and they're going to have a Zionist occupied government and rule the police and have checkpoints and you're going to control everything you do and we'll be part of the greater Israel. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, you work for them, boy. You're one of them. And I'm just like, now I'm like, literally, it's all coming true. And I'm just like, what the hell is, I mean, what's your take as a veteran American to see this?
Well, for me, I would be super confused right now, because if the Pentagon's saying one thing, but then the administration is completely in, I'd be questioning every order that was given to me at this point. You've probably seen this already.
Orders for all the GHF operations. I was told very explicitly, directly to my face, that our client is the IDF.
Your client is the IDF.
Our client is the IDF. And this came out in a discussion once where I was in the control room. I was on control room duty that day. We had shifted responsibilities on a rotational base. So I was in there that day with the radio observing site number 2 distribution. A Palestinian man had picked up some children to let them step on his shoulders to get onto a berm because they were being crushed in the crowd. Site 2 is very small, smallest of all 4 sites. And these children are being crushed, and picked them up there and put them up on the berm. And the Israeli Defense Forces liaison officer in the main control center with us comes up to the screen that I'm watching and he says, tell your men to get them down. I was like, we got this under control. I was like, I know, they know what they're doing. No, come down. You know, children, let's calm down. Mm-hmm. Get them down now or I will. Well, there's no IDF on the site. So I didn't take it much more than just being, you know, bombastic and like, okay, like, hey, we got this. He leaves and goes to his desk in the operations center, and he gets on the radio and he speaks something on the radio. It was in Hebrew. I don't speak Hebrew. One of the contractors that was there was American that did speak Hebrew, and he notified me.
Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rate it is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today, okay? and I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not with like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good is a little bit Native American. One of the benefits of that, but I was like even redder, and I was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Electricity." I go, "Oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good." And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, "This is kind of scary." And about an hour into it, I go, "I hope this stops because it was getting too good." That happened to Derek. He took it and said, "I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid." So it's psychoactive everything. Okay, I mean, this is not a freaking game. Okay, it skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, "And by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade." And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, "Okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best." I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone. Literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, "Hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something?" I was like, "No." And he goes, "Well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing." And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, "It's methylene blue." He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town. Because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, he just told the snipers at the IDF position, because the site number 2 is co-located with an Israeli base. Mm-hmm. That he just told the snipers to take these kids out. I was like, "On the radio?" He's like, "Yeah." This lieutenant colonel then comes back up and he says, "Get them down." And I look at him and I say, "Did you just call on the radio and tell your men to shoot them?" He said, "I'm going to take care of this if you don't." I said, "You are not going to shoot. You are not going to shoot children. You're also not going to shoot, because if your men miss, you're going to hit others. You're not going to shoot. Thank God we didn't come to the conclusion of figuring out whether he would or not, because the children jumped down and ran off of the site. They didn't want to be there. They were unarmed. They didn't have shoes. One wasn't even wearing a shirt. They were starving." The chief operations officer for S Safe Reach Solutions, our higher headquarters, so to speak, in the contract, beckoned me outside with him, and he looked at me in the face and he said, "Never say no to the client." And I asked him, I was like, "I didn't know the client was in there. Who's here? Did Johnny Moore come to visit?" And he said, "No, the IDF." I was like, "The IDF are our client?" He said, "Yes, we work for them."
That's a former U.S. soldier, Anthony Aguilar, speaking to Senator Chris Van Hollen.
Well, I can tell you that I know a couple guys, separately Army guys, and they don't even know each other. They separately contacted me, and I know these guys well. These guys have always been pro-Israel, and they were in, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, all over the world, you name it. And they've contacted me, and they said, our view is totally different because they were over there overseeing those aid missions in Gaza, and they said they just basically just shoot little kids for fun, run them with bulldozers, stuff far worse than that. Because that video is a couple years old.
Or
a year and a half old or so, if I remember correctly. The point is, there's just videos where you have thousands of people begging for food, and you just see them start shooting them, and they're just falling over dead. And I mean, my point is, Israel goes, well, you know, October 7th, they did some of that to us. Okay, well, you've done it on a scale 50 times what they did to you. And those are little kids. They didn't do that. And also, Netanyahu stood down for 7.5 hours, and so did the IDF on October 7th, when normally they're there in 2 minutes, most armed camp in the world. 7.5 hours, the main military stood down. They stood down so they could have that attack happen. Didn't mean they ran Hamas. They funded them, wound them up, and they did it. And Israel admits they did that so they'd have an excuse to blow up the Muslims.
Yeah.
So, and then when they have the refugees, these people, they're going to ship them here all pissed off. So you know, in general, Islam is a cancer. It's expanding. It's evil. It's out of control. That's what the Quran is a battle plan. Well, Israel has a battle plan to take over. I'm against that. The Muslims have a battle plan to take over. I'm against that. The Chi-Coms have a battle plan. I'm against it. The globalist big tech do. I'm against all these predatory groups doing this. And we have to just go down the line and oppose each one of them. But right now, the thing coming for all of our freedoms, just openly, and you're right, it's very confusing until you dig deeper. Trump is nice to Israel. He himself has a lot of Jewish friends. He understands it's some diverse ideas and groups. He wants peace over there. He, you know, the Abraham Accords, he wants them expanded. And then he has to work with Netanyahu. He doesn't really like Netanyahu. I've known that from people for a long time. Netanyahu was the first foreign leader to call and congratulate Joe Biden when he stole the election in 2020. And so, but Trump puts on this act. And then it was Trump, as I said, it came out later 2 weeks ago, that leaked that, you know, that he told Netanyahu, you're effing crazy. You blow up whole buildings to get, you know, one bad guy, kill a bunch of kids. You'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. Everybody hates Israel now because of you. That was a transcript. Trump did say all that. Netanyahu admits it, and Trump admits it now. That is Trump trying to off-ramp and distance himself because he really thought at certain levels, the Israelis were spying on him, but he really, you know, thought he could control it. That's not the case. And now Trump knows that Israel's been trying to sabotage his other operations. He knows Israel is well known to be the number one, even above China, thief forever of our technology. And so it's a mixed bag, but he's starting to try to decouple from Netanyahu because he knows the war has destroyed his approval rating in the economy ahead of the midterms, just 5 months away. But paradoxically, he has put a lot of his financial eggs in the Israeli basket. So members of Congress, you see all their insider trading. Well, Israel has, if they have a deal with you, you can go there and run and have no extradition. So they're basically like the corrupt Congress and others has laundered of the hundreds of billions of dollars, more than half of it back to themselves bipartisanly out of Ukraine. And in the congressional hearings, they're like, by the way, we're not just going to give Israel access to all our weapons and secrets and corporately merge with them. We're going to do this with Ukraine, too. We're writing that up. So it's basically creating these black holes where they can just spend money and not have it be able to be traced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a feeding frenzy that's going on.
Do you see this as Trump just trying to get a piece of this feeding frenzy? The Democrats did it with Ukraine for 4 years, and now Trump's trying to do this with Israel?
Trump, yes. Trump tried to come in and save the country. Very little insider trading, very little corruption. He lost most of his wealth when he was in there, and then the 4 years when he wasn't. And then the Israel constellation lobby corporate system, half the billionaires in the world are Jewish. And some of the billionaires that hadn't been on the side, suddenly the majority of Jewish billionaires came and said, look, we've got the infrastructure, we've got the network, the private intelligence network. You know, they call themselves Jewry. We have Jewry, and we're leaving the Democrats because they're, you know, so pro-Islam now. And a lot of that's been the left and leftist Jews even creating that ideology so it's like they're biting themselves in the ass. And they said, we will get behind you. We will protect you. And then when you're out of office, we will protect you. And we have a whole dynasty with your family and all these construction deals and things in the Middle East and Israel heavily investing in all the Trump stuff along with other Gulf countries. And so, yeah, no, Trump absolutely started down the road of serious standard operating procedure corruption. But he never was really heavily involved in that. I studied it. You know, the Democrats passed a law. People were upset about insider trading like 20 years ago. So they passed a law that they can insider trade. And then you got Pelosi that more than her stock picks are more than double better any other person or company. Well, now Trump has stock picks that are even better with his double blind, you know, trust or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that. And so all the cabinet that have sons and daughters, they put them in charge of these huge baskets of money. Mm-hmm. And we're talking billions per kid. Is just flooding in, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, he's set up the Trumps for a long time, that's for sure.
And knows what he said a month ago. He said, don't worry, my entire administration, from the janitor to the chef to the cabinet members, will be given a blanket pardon when I leave. Now, that was never done until Biden did it. And a lot of people think it's not constitutional. But, you know, specifically, a blanket get-out-of-jail-free card, hypothetically, Biden administration officials could just kidnap children and, you know, barbecue them on the street corner and not get in trouble. Well, Trump says, you know what? We're going to do that, too. So the U.S. government, we thought Trump would be a reform, and he was a speed bump to it in the first administration. A lot got done. We got a little bit better Supreme Court justice, things like that. The border isn't completely open. But now he is going sideways faster than hell.
This is a different Trump.
It's bad. It's bad. And then the Democrats will take clips of this out and go, oh, look, Jones admits he was wrong the whole time about Trump. No, I didn't say that. He's gone sideways now. And we were right. No, you guys are infinitely just as bad or more. Okay, so just get off your high horses.
Yep. Have you seen this new seventh branch of the armed forces called Cyberforce that they're making? It's, let me see here. This is Congress Senator Gildebrandt, 2027 MPAA, 20,000 active duty, 5,000 National Guard, 6,000 civilians. No enlisted, only officers and warrant officers, operational in 12 to 18 months, will operate under both state and federal authority. Imagine that last line, state and federal authority. Imagine what they could do with that.
Center, it's a fusion center with the feds, and then Israel's in that under the new law if it passes. Mm-hmm. So Israel's synced, then the local government's synced, and then now everything the police are getting, everything the dash cams are getting, everything the emails the cops are writing – all that stuff's being fed back to Israel and everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Alien disclosure. Focus on that, guys. Focus on that.
And then notice it's just more rumors, more recycling crap on the aliens.
Yeah. Let's get into Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Dore here.
Yeah. I mean, I saw this clip, and I just want to say it's 9 minutes long. I don't have to play the whole thing, but at least half of it. He nails it, and it's all accurate what he says. And it's just important to remember this and just understand that why did Netanyahu come out like 2 days after and say, I didn't kill Charlie Kirk? Because really, most folks weren't even thinking that or saying that then. I said it's too soon. Now we know there's a cover-up of what really happened. We know there's a cover-up of the crime scene. They came in and told the contractors, dig out the dirt several feet or the concrete, mm-hmm. fill it in 2 days. It's got to be covered up. Why would you tear out all the concrete? Because the best thing is that was an exploding mic on his neck. And that it somehow malfunctioned. It was supposed to fire in, but instead it... You look at it, looks like it blasts down and up mm-hmm. and malfunctions. And so whatever it was, why would the FBI and the order contractors in as fast as possible? They said within, you know, 3 days, this has to be dug out. That went out over a foot, tore out concrete, reported. Mm-hmm. And then I broke to Cash Patel 6 days after, you know, the cabinet meeting, this was later confirmed, said no foreign involvement will be looked at when Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard said they found evidence of a foreign government. Wonder who that could be. So I said up front, hey, let's not say it's Israel day one because we need to go through this and look at this. But now that's where we are. And I've had reporters that talk to Tyler Robinson's family. They're scared. So only two of them have been gone on tape. But they said 2% of what you see in the news is true. Tyler didn't say he did it. It's all a big cover-up, and the family fears for their lives. And this is reporters talking to him in the hallways. And I've talked to the reporters, and I'll just leave it at that, because they don't want it all fully released, which I think is not smart. I think because they're scared, they should actually release it. But I've not just aired some of the audio that you just heard me talk about, where they, you know, said we think there's a cover-up, but specifically the whole thing's a lie.
Yeah.
So this is insane. And they won't even give the defense anything about the rifle. They won't. Well, I mean, Jimmy Dore does the best job breaking it down. But the point is, now that you have Israel coming in and taking over the police, now that you have the feds fusing with everything, and the legislation for Israel to be fused into that. And now you have the Israel lobby saying, we're going to destroy anybody that criticizes anything we do. Greater Israel, we want you to, we want a national draft, Israel's saying, and our other, quote, Christian leaders, and the guy that they just primaried Massey with says, no, we need a draft right now to go to full war in the Middle East for Israel. Mm. Trump says, I'm doing this for Israel. And so I'm just like, I'm not going to be Israel's slave. I cannot believe this is like a nightmare of every trope, of every stereotype, of every crazy thing the Aryan Nations was saying 30 years ago. I mean, it's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And I'm not with the Muslims. I'm not with the Nazis. I'm not with the Chi-Coms. I'm an American patriot that believes in due process, capitalism, Christianity, family values. Don't force my values on you. Don't force them on me. I wasn't brought up to have a hard on, you know, against Israel and Jews. But now I just have to get over any type of, you know, niceness and just say, no, Israel, you're out of control. You're on a power trip full of chutzpah. Your leaders are out of control. You are a global pariah, and they're just going to keep doubling down and say, we have America, the superpower, we have all the nukes, and we're set up a police state in America, and their sons and daughters belong to us, and we're going to war. Yeah. I mean, that's what Israel says they're doing. They say, we run America, and we're going to war, and we're going for broke. And get your kids suited up and ready to fight for us. So I'm like, no, sir.
Yeah.
So Israel is now, as I said Thursday and Friday, the number one threat to world peace and national security of this country, and the Pentagon just came out yesterday and agreed with me. Pretty big deal.
Let's watch this video. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. So important, folks. And to share this report and to take clips of it and share it. And because Sean's kicking ass and doing a great job.
That's exactly right.
This tape comes out of a super embarrassing Glenn Greenwald sex tape, which I didn't watch. But I just want to say how much I love Glenn. Those aren't connected?
Of course. By
the way, the first person to defend him was Charlie Kirk. Which is just incredible. Charlie Kirk,
the new Seth Rich. You're not allowed to ask questions about that.
Charlie Kirk is the evangelical, pretty darn anti-gay. And then Glenn Greenwald comes out with a gay sex tape. And Charlie Kirk is the first guy to be like, Glenn Greenwald's a good man. Man, I thought that was, makes me emotional thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie had started to have an awakening.
Oh, you think?
He had a lot younger than I had it.
Yeah.
And so that's why they had to kill him. And when I say they, I mean multiple. There was a conspiracy to kill him. It wasn't some guy, Tyler Robinson, with his grandpa's rifle, which was never fired, which is why they couldn't find that rifle. You have to swallow so much stuff to believe the story that the establishment is pushing for Charlie Kirk's assassination. Yeah. You have to think that this, first of all, a 30-06 bullet didn't take his head clean off or leave a drive-through window in the back of his neck. Somehow he had a miracle. His miracle bullet. Remember that? Hey, can you give me an explanation of why his head didn't blow off without a miracle? Do you have an actual explanation? No. So it goes back to, so this guy gets to the campus. He drives three. All of a sudden, he wakes up one day and goes, you know what? I'm going to commit the biggest public assassination in the last 60 years. He drives to the campus. He finds the open stairwell. It's an open. Nobody's there. He brings the gun up, but it's too big. So he has to take it apart and put it in his backpack. Still too big for his backpack. So he has to put it down his pant legs is what they tell. But then if he did, he couldn't go up the steps because he couldn't bend his knees. So I don't know how he got it up there. Nobody will tell me. So he gets up there and then he changes his clothes. He's up on top of that roof for 10 minutes. That's according to the governor. He was up there for 8 to 10 minutes. Nobody sees him. The cops don't see him. The $1 million security team doesn't see him. Nobody sees him except people in the crowd did see him. And they don't tell you that. People, just like in Butler, Pennsylvania, people in the crowd saw him. Guess who didn't see him? The cops, the local cops, the state cops, the Secret Service. People see him. So, and then he puts the gun together. He lines up the shot, puts a scope on it. By the way, if that scope was on it, he couldn't fire that gun because of the safe. Anyway, so he lines it up, takes the shot, hits it perfectly, takes the gun apart, leaves the screwdriver there, puts it under a towel, Spider-Man's his way off the top of a building, runs across campus with the gun apparently under a towel. Nobody sees this. He runs into the woods, puts the gun back together again without the screwdriver. He's a regular MacGyver, this guy. And then he hides the gun in the backyard of a house owned by Palantir. And if you think anything else besides that, you're a crazy Jew-hating conspiracy nut. Do you know that they had the gun sniffing dogs, right? They can sniff a gun that was fired a week earlier in the rain, right? They were looking all over. They didn't find it. The FBI shows up a minute later. We got the gun. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you could. Baron Coleman's been doing great work on this, and he got the police transmitter, all that stuff. He got that. That's available. And so it wasn't until the FBI showed up. Oh, well, we got it. No, the local police couldn't find it. And the dogs.
This is the best quick breakdown. He's almost done. But remember with the pipe bomber, the police are just walking around the park and they go right to where the bombs are. And know right where it is. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Total setup. And we knew that at the time. Now we know who did it, all of it, and they're covering it up. It's just, we just have lawless, insane criminals because they can just steal everything. And why shouldn't they just keep stealing? But then none of it makes sense. And again, just going back to this, I had a reporter on who I know well, and she's a national talk show host. But the point is, this is like 2 months ago. And the trial Robinson's having some of the pretrial stuff, and she's there every day up in Utah. She lives there, talking to the family, like 8 or 9, 10 of them, and they're all telling her this stuff. And I talked to other reporters that talk to them as well, and so they're all just there openly talking to reporters, saying, "Oh yeah, it's all set up. Government did it. Blah blah blah. He's innocent. He knows he's innocent. Now none of this is true. We didn't say he did it. We didn't say he. But we're all scared for our lives." And then. This particular reporter released one of the files that somebody else had recorded. And, you know, there they are saying a lot of this. But just imagine, Sean, none of that, and the stuff I've heard is even worse, none of that ever hit the news. I mean, my show got millions of views. But, like, you'd think that'd be a bigger deal that the family says it's all a lie.
Yeah.
But instead, the family all says that Tyler Robinson did it. And people say I've changed my tune on that. You had 10 different training groups. In the days before Kirk was killed, the 3 days before, 6 of them the day before saying he'll be dead tomorrow. Okay, and you have this leftist guy that popped up and said, I'm the shooter, so quote, the shooter can get away. And so I was imagining, you have a lot of tranny shooters, that could have been plausible, or it could just be a cutout or a setup, you know, like we saw with the Crooks. So I just wanted time to investigate it. And then I, of course, exposed that Patel ordered a cover-up of foreign involvement or local involvement. Mm-hmm. But now the facts are in, and now we know they covered up the crime scene and all that. So now I want to ask you, when this is over in a minute, what you think should be done, because this is a big deal. Because if they'll kill Charlie Kirk, and we have the head of the ADL a few months ago, Jonathan Greenblatt, saying the same energy we use with exploding pagers against Hamas in Lebanon and in Gaza in the West Bank, we need to use it against Americans that say that Israel drug us into this war. They set these litmus tests, like, mm-hmm. Don't say we drug you in, even though Israel admits they did. And you're just like, and then the Israel lobby is like lobbying and kicking anybody out of Congress that isn't for the war. And then the ADL head says, we're not censoring you, and we didn't drag you into war. And if you don't like it, we'll use the same energy we use as a
straight up threat. That's a warning to everybody.
I want to say this. It's been a big part of that lobby suing me and attacking me and doing all this. But I want to say this. I'm not suicidal. I love life. If I die, drug overdose, I don't use drugs, okay? I drink some and drink coffee and stuff, that some tobacco. That's it. So if they say I drive a drug overdose, not true. Suicide, not true. Any of that. And I'm really... seriously, I mean, if I have to look at the different groups out there that want to kill me on the street, it's the trans people that have threatened me on the street when they just see me. They are very violent. That's why I was kind of prejudiced towards thinking maybe the story was true at first. At least we should look at it. So if I'm in public, it'll be a trans person kills me. Used to have white supremacists threaten me all the time. They still do some because they work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, most of them. But if I get killed, I have to say, if I get murdered or... you know, if they say I committed suicide, Israel is the main suspect. And if they keep getting away with killing our journalists and our citizens, then we're their slaves. And it's, but that guess the leadership of Israel says we're slaves. So I guess that's just how they see it.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Hold up. Like, I know when we first talked about this originally, you were leaning more towards, you know, let's let this play out with the investigation, stuff like that, as far as Charlie Kirk goes. Seems like you've shifted. What are your thoughts right now?
Well, let me be accurate there, and I can see how that's what it looks like, but this is how my brain works if you watch my show or listen to it. I will come on and war game something when it's first happening, and say, in my mind, it could be these three or four or five, whatever the scenarios are. Then we start putting things kind of like in boxes of how much weight that has, okay? And so I will sit there and war game through, yes, it could be Israel. Yeah, it could be the Republicans because they want to take over TPUSA because it's the whole future at that time. It could be the Democrats because you're getting so many people registered to vote. Trans people are really violent and all these other events are happening and they said they were going to kill him. It could be them. But then when you got the weird ChatGPT confession letter and the story didn't add up and then and it's 30-odd seconds, but it doesn't go through his throat. I came out all the time saying, I don't believe this. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready to say, because it's hard for me to believe because I've known some of those guys. Not like good friends, but I mean, they're just kind of goofy Christian guys. I don't mean that in the mean thing. I find it hard to believe that the leadership of TPUSA was like in on killing him or at a secret military base with 12 colonels the day before planning the killing. That's not how that works.
Right.
And so I simply looked at stories coming out saying, I don't think this is credible over here because the Mitch Snow guy was a known convicted super con man. Like from Catch Me If You Can or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's like, my wife came and stole the keys and locked me in the garage as a prisoner and beat me with hammers. And then there's video of him doing it to her. I'm just like, oh, this guy's not credible. They go, it doesn't matter if he's a liar. He was at Huachuca. And so I went, look, there's all this real proof. I've got Kash Patel in the cabinet meeting telling Tulsi Gabbard and others, you are not going to look into foreign involvement. And months later, they came out and it was declassified. I broke that. No one cared about super white-hot smoking gun, we have a cover-up, okay? No one cared about that. It was just like, here's some crazy dude saying all this made-up crap. And then all her surrogates attacked me, and I got pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you work for Israel, or you're on the payroll. And I'm just like, no, I think Israel might have been involved. Certainly government looks like it's a cover-up.
Yeah.
I said, let's be credible here.
What are your thoughts now, though?
Oh, I mean, now, because the contractor just came out 2 weeks ago and said, no, they said, get rid of it now. Dig in feet. Remove all the concrete. Pour in new concrete immediately as fast as you can. What the hell?
That means there's evidence that was left that they didn't recover.
And remember, you and I wargamed all this and said it did look like an exploding microphone there that fires both ways and all that, that malfunctioned. But we weren't sure. And I said all that back at the time. So when I'm doing an investigation, I'm getting more pieces, watching things they develop. You know, he comes in wearing the trans flag, looks like he's under MK Ultra, and I went, well, maybe they just dressed him up in that, and he does look like he's been electroshocked or something, you know, classic vegetable. They did that to McVeigh, they did it to Sirhan in other setups. So now, 100%, Charlie was murdered by a sophisticated group. Tyler Robinson is 100% a patsy. The whole family says that. Says nothing they say is ever, none of it's true. They're all scared for their lives. And every other reporter is even scared to touch this. And I told them, I said, listen, you guys think all this, you better say it.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green. Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command. Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire. Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection. Status report. Any anomalies? Diagnostics are clear, sir. Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
kill your whole family. But I did say all 10 of you shouldn't get on the same airplane. I mean, because what's going to happen? And already they're totally controlling the trial. They're not giving the defense anything they're supposed to get. Oh, you can't see the gun. You can't see ballistics. You can't see any of this. So, no, 100%. And I remember at first it's, oh, Charlie criticized Israel. Charlie said the lobby was coming after him. Charlie said he was worried for his life. And I was like, well, let's check it. Let's see if that's accurate. And they released all the text messages. And they said, oh, Candace is lying. That's not real. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Charlie called me and said some of this stuff. Well, wait a minute. Harrison Smith put out a tweet a month before he got killed saying Charlie's worried that he's going to get killed by Israel. And then they're like, give us your source. How did Harrison know that? There's a reason we have sources. Okay? But just understand, he was at a big Ron Paul event for like his 90th birthday or whatever. And let's just say this. I mean, you see the people that come on Harrison's shows and you come on and on the broadcast. We have a lot of sources. But as soon as Kirk got killed, we were called by Joe Kent and others asking what we thought and what we knew. So that's the level of stuff we're involved in. And it wasn't Joe Kent that told Harrison or any of my other crew about that meeting that was classified. I got that from another person in the meeting that was so freaked out by it about don't look at foreign involvement, don't look at a foreign country, and don't look at, because I was also like accomplices. You got 10 trannies in the town saying he'll be dead tomorrow, or 6 of them the day before and 4 the day before that. And then saying, see, we told you he'd be dead. So they had some group talking about it and Tyler running his mouth or somehow to have that fallback story. But so I'm like, hey, haul him in, prosecute him as accessories, and then we'll find out about their handlers who are going to end up being government and psychiatrists and people. And then he was also in a DARPA CIA feeder program. Mm-hmm. And with brain interface, so was the Batman shooter in Aurora. And it goes on and on where these people get recruited into CIA college programs.
Yeah. Well, don't forget
the Unabomber. The Unabomber, declassified, was in the CIA.
Yeah.
MK Ultra. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
And guess what? His doctor was the deputy head of MKUltra for over 45 years. Jolyon West worked under Dr. Ewing Cameron. This is all declassified.
Yeah.
Guess who? Jack Ruby, the Israeli operative and mobster, who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the patsy. Guess who his psychiatrist was that visited him daily and then he died like of a one-week cancer?
Who?
Jolly and government appointed doctor was. Shot RFK Jr.
Who?
Jolly and West. Guess who McVeigh's doctor the entire time from when he was arrested? He was there 2 days later until he was executed at Terre Haute in Indiana. Guess who his doctor was?
Let me guess.
Jolly and West. You want to keep going? Shooters of Reagan? Jolly and West.
Jolly
West. Jolly and 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 West. Oh, who helps the Unabomber out when he's in the Supermax? Jolly West.
Mm.
Yeah. So now you're starting to get it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like now with the chips and stuff, they do have total mind control where you'd be like a robot. You know, they had 30 years ago a rat with a chip that they can robo-rat into rubble or whatever. But Sean, all they do is strap your ass down and give you 20 doses of LSD and electroshock your cerebral cortex and run white-hot electricity over it, and you don't remember anything going back 5 years.
Yeah.
They just shock, and you look at Robinson, he walks in, he's like, mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I noticed, looked like he was sedated.
Well, they may not just kill me or other patriots. They could go do some murder or bombing, and then, like, guys, if you see me rolled out 3 months later in court, and I'm like, they got me, folks. Electrical lobotomy. That's electroshock. So this is what I look like in the real world. And I'm telling you, they hate me so much, I've been wargaming their stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to prophesy this or anything, but I'm telling you, man.
Keep moving.
I'm telling you, man. But just anybody you see, they roll out as a patsy, like Sirhan, Sirhan, and they're just like, and this is the guy that carried out this incredible operation?
This is that video of Eric Kirk.
Most alarming things about Charlie's murder was the way that some people in this country reacted to it.
Yeah.
And not just online. This was an idea that you encountered a lot. And the idea was this. They kind of justified it. They basically said...
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and people no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That sounded so scripted.
Excuse me. You want to watch in high res the video of my husband being murdered and laugh and say he deserves it? There's something very sick in your soul, and I pray that God saves you. I pray, because that is what is so wrong. The internet in this world has dehumanized us.
Erica, one of the most...
Well, stop. I'm glad you played that.
Yeah.
You know, I've held my tongue on Erica Kirk. We'll go to the minute. This is important.
You mean the host of the UFC White House card? Is that what you're talking about? That Erica Kirk?
Well, once you play your other clip, I'll make my comment on Erica Kirk. Sean's over here obsessed with finding his other club. Anyways... But one problem with this is they've also flooded the zone with, like, people blacked out faces with their voices changed. Like, I was there when they planned the killing, and I can tell you that she was this. There's been so much just flat-out disinfo put out on Erica Kirk,
yeah,
which turns out to not be real. I'm forced to say that's fake, that's fake, that's fake. But the way she responds and the way she does it, I've told TPUSA, like, 2 weeks into this, I said, guys, you got to get her off the air. I mean, she just is going to destroy the organization. If you call it Q scores, that's likability or believability. She has, and I'm trying to be mean to Erica.
This pod will clean your retainer at the top.
Well, this will clean my retainer. stop playing with that like a cat with a laser pointer for a minute. I'm telling you, though, like, the more she talks, the worse it gets. And she comes off in those videos, I mean, looking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And looking absolutely plastic and looking fake as hell. And so I got to tell you, Erica Kirk has probably knocked 6-7 points off Trump's approval rating herself. And she has blown giant holes in TPUSA.
Well, they keep throwing her out there, though.
That's because none of them will. It's all the Emperor's New Clothes. Mm-hmm. You know the parable of Emperor's New Clothes?
No.
Well, there's this kingdom, and it's real fast. And, these incredible suit makers come to town that make the most incredible clothing for royalty, and it's just everybody's got to have it. But only if you're royal can you even see the clothing. But if you're profane and an evil person, you can't even see it. And so, so they weave this imaginal stuff, but no one can see it. But no one wants to admit that they can't see it, because that means they're profane and evil.
Ah.
And so the emperor, you know, basically is having a big parade, and he's marching in his underwear, basically naked at the head of it. And a three-year-old steps forward and says, look, the emperor's naked. And then everybody goes and starts laughing and admits it was all a giant mind control deal.
Uh-huh.
So that's Stockholm syndrome, or mass Stockholm syndrome, or you could call it giant group psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't admit to themselves that the more she talks, the more they think that she's involved. And she's a widow. I'm not the type of guy that gangs up on people. I like TPUSA in the past. I was invited to their things. Charlie called me the most censored man in the world, so I was a great guy. But they are going in a direction different from Charlie. And so it's so horrific to actually watch and see what they're up to and the way they come out and try to challenge their detractors with empty stuff. And I've told them, I've said, guys, if I was you, I'd just shut up and do your voter outreach and get back to issues. But instead, they can't help it. They got to make it all about being pro-Israel. What does TPUSA have to do about Israel? It's about getting young people to be conservative, nationalist, and to any voting. Yep. You know, it's just, but oh no, Israel's under attack, so let's make it all about Israel. It's called a Streisand effect. And I'm not even trying to give them advice because, you know, they've totally gone sideways. I'm wondering why they're so stupid. I'm wondering why they didn't listen to me. I mean, I talked to the head people. I'm talking to her. I'm people that know her well. That's another thing. I really respect Tucker. And he says Erica Kirk's a great person. And, you know, now it's come out, that it's in the Wall Street Journal today, that Israel does not want J.D. Vance because he's really anti-war behind the scenes. So maybe she's just, she was a theater kid. They are all about personas and all about going off script just because that makes them feel good. And maybe she's just a terrible actress, so she should stop doing it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I've never seen such bad acting. I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, lady, but God almighty. I mean, just go hire a Hollywood firm that does Q scores. If you don't know what that is, you think you're a media person, you should know. You have the worst Q scores I've ever seen. And also, the decisions you make, I mean, look, the hot leather outfits a couple days after he's dead, shaking your ass on, you look hot, baby. I'm not going to tell you that. But you're not up there at a Vegas show, okay? And you're not about to ride a pole here. So, I mean, it's not good. I mean, people should have seen big black circles over on the side, and it was real. TPUSA would have been 10 times bigger. But it's just not normal. And I understand if you're a theater kid, they get professional, they compartmentalize in and do that. But, and I understand, I was never a theater kid, didn't like theater, but I just know that most of the left, the theater kids, I'm a mission-oriented guy, so when I'm under a lot of stress, that's when I tend to do the best and get on message. People could, you know, say that's fake, but it's not, because I have the highest Q scores you can get, according to separate companies that did it. I never even asked for it. When Fox News tried to hire me several times, Roger Ailes wanted me to do a weekend show, and they said, we're going to position you. They thought Limbaugh was going to. He was in Hawaii and had like a heart attack nobody knew about, and they thought he was going to die then, like 10 years, 15 years before he did die, and they wanted to position me for that, the new Ron Limbaugh, and, but I'm going to have managers tell me what to do, and it's going to be great, and I can move to Florida or New York. And they said, no. They said, you've got the highest Q scores we can get, and with a little bit of training and all the rest of the stuff, you're going to be number one. And of course, years later, I was number one anyways without that. But Q scores isn't just like that you look good. It's that you're believable, and they do focus groups, and people say that person's telling me the truth, or that person believes what they're saying. Mm. You know, genuineness. And lady, you have zero. You have like a negative Q score. Okay. And I think the pressure of this got to her, because I went back and saw older interviews of her and stuff. It wasn't that bad. She was like a likable, nice, you know.
Yeah, she wasn't lying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know what you're lying about, lady, but do me a favor again. Why don't you stick with getting people registered to vote and conservative values? Because you're trying to fight off this stuff and getting all mad and going, and I tell you, you people think you're going to defeat me. You're not. Never. You are literally poking the bear. Yeah. And how's it working out for you? But listen, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. You find your other clip?
I'm not. I gave it up.
I want to find it.
What do you think?
No, let's take a break. Find it. We've got to have the Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson and the Sean Johnson Experience. It's the okay. Sean Johnson Show. Hey, you guys better subscribe and you better share this video.
Rawr.
Or you work for Mossad.
All right, we'll be right back. Our days are packed. Podcasts, travel, training, and Jen's always in the shop, grinding and working around metal. We're constantly exposed to stuff in the air, in what we touch, just day-to-day life. And even if you're a little off, you feel it. So we keep things simple. Train hard, eat clean, stay consistent. And we use Masterpiece Zeolite as part of that routine. Zeolite is known for binding to certain unwanted compounds, helping the body process and clear things out more efficiently. For us, it's about staying clear-headed, keeping our energy up, and not letting that daily exposure slow us down. Nothing overcomplicated, just something that helps us stay on point no matter how hard we're pushing. If you want to check it out, go to masterpiece.health and use code Sean. And we're back. Welcome back, sir.
Cheers.
Where were you? Did you ever find the clip? Oh, we forgot.
I forgot the clip.
Well, listen, I feel terrible talking bad about her. But, lady, that's how 90% of the people see you. So I just feel like I'm letting the emperor know there's no clothes. I mean, you're butt naked in a bad way. And Team USA was doing so much good work. Just stop the Israel worship. That is not your mission, okay? And it's not helping Israel either. It's just it's just stupid.
Yeah, and I don't see it as you attacking Erica. I see it as you, like, almost like a big brother or like an uncle role where you're trying to give her advice. I don't see it as you.
Well, then people will say you're covering up for the murderers, and that's why I spoke out and said this is too much. Was just, we know she killed him. We know she's involved. Where's the evidence of that?
Yeah.
And if the government did kill him, which looks like they did.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, do you really think she's in on it? I mean, just from studying how these systems work, you don't generally have a lot of people that know.
Yeah. And you're not going to put somebody like Erica at the helm of something this deep and dark. You're not going to put somebody that's that fragile on camera in charge of.
And I know a lot of people that have been in like the most elite Delta Force and all the rest of it. And I had family that was in wet work. And people always go, oh, God, you meant you're part of the, no. And I had family that told me the government was bad. They didn't give specifics till they were on their deathbeds. But I mean, I've studied the history of it and asked people about it and how it works. But I mean, it's like when they're sending an army officer, you know, to go do some job domestically. They don't even say, it's like a file that you get under a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you literally get a code. You told, you know, go to this place, and it's literally like Mission Impossible. They even can refuse the mission at that point. And that's how it's been since George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So the non-commissioned aren't the assassins, unless it's like Delta Force going to, you know, on a sanctioned mission to kill somebody. But the actual wet work is done with army officers that are highly trusted and who already have been involved in a lot of clandestine stuff. And then they get tested out overseas, and then they're retired, and then they've got this auxiliary of hitmen in every town and every place, and they're all compartmentalized. And you get the call, here's your mission, you go pick up what the mission is, and then it's got the codes of what you're supposed to do, that you know it's authenticated, and then you simply, in the old days, would just simply call a phone number. An answering machine answers and says, you know, yeah, I'm going fishing. And I accept whatever the code word for accept the mission is. It's all completely compartmentalized. And then, you know, one day open your truck up and there's a package sitting down on the floor and there's $50,000 in it. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. And so that's how the U.S. government kills people. Now with Kennedy, they got all the different organized crime international groups involved because they didn't want anybody blackmailing anybody. Mm-hmm. So in an operation like that, everybody has to come to a summit. And they had the summit, the final summit, a week before in Dallas. I interviewed the admitted mistress, his main mistress of LBJ, Madeleine Duncan Brown and others. And I've broke the original, the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt. And we also broke the, you know, insider stuff last year. They got like 100 million views where it was the head of the DNC admitting it all to the same story about the meeting in Dallas and all the rest of it. And notice Nixon was in Dallas that weekend at the Coca-Cola convention as well. And he was at the meeting. And so they got all the big commission guys in there. They had the head of the mafia, the Italian mafia was there, like the head, only one. And they had the, and it was confirmed later that they had an Israeli representative there. Mm. And they, of course, they used Jack Ruby to take out Lee Harvey Oswald, the puppet, the patsy. And then he walked out of the meeting and the door was open. They were all like, that's it. And LBJ goes, those goddamn Kennedys will never embarrass me again after next week.
Mm.
And then she said on my show, we got to find those interviews. She said no. And then he was like, when they killed him, he was just really excited when he finally got back to Texas. Because if you go to the Driscoll, you have the cattleman's suite right there on the second floor. That's where LBJ basically lived. When he was in Texas, he didn't live out at the ranch with Lady Bird. It was just hookers nonstop. That was something else.
Mm.
And, but I mean, he came to Cattleman's suite and he said, yeah, got that son of a bitch. Now we're going to get his brother. And so that's not from the people themselves. And then E. Howard Hunt was a famous sniper from World War II in China. And he's the guy that, Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible is based on. And he didn't pull the trigger, but he quarterbacked it and ran it. And he got picked up by the Dallas police. One hand didn't know what the other was doing back in the rail car. His famous photo of him and the tramps being marched out. And if you notice, when he saw the cameras, he went and did this so that it'd be hard to tell on the camera it was, but it was him. Mm. It's like, why are the guys all puffing their cheeks out and going like that when they're getting marched in front of the media? And then they, you know, let him go later when they figured out what was going on. But, I mean, Hunt did deathbed confession with a video. Now they did it, hold 9 yards.
I didn't know that Mission Impossible was based around that guy.
Yeah, I know his son well, St. John Hunt. And also, Nixon was set up by the CIA. He didn't even green light the plumbers. And so they basically went and set up him by having the botched robbery at the psychiatrist's office of the Democrat presidential candidate. So that was all set up.
Jeez. They throw it right in our faces.
Absolutely. But
every time.
So, but in every other assassination operation, it's completely compartmentalized. And even the hitmen, you know that unless they've been in a long, long time, and sometimes they'll use cutouts, and then those guys are idiots because they're going to get killed. Mm. So, I mean, people don't like going around doing high-profile assassinations. I mean, if you look at the Japanese, you know, the ninja isn't just something in Hollywood. They were real. And they were several different secret societies where you wanted to have someone trained for up to 10 years, and they were so brainwashed into the cult with sex and opium that they would train for one assassination. And then they would crawl in and sneak in, you know, to a palace or whatever at night, kill whoever the shogun or whoever the target was, and then they would, with their short sword, commit suicide. That way you never know who hired them. And, of course, they didn't even know specifically who had hired their order to do the hit. So this has been very, very well refined. So you don't have 12 colonels, is my point, at Fort Huachuca, and they're all sitting around with Eric or Kirk planning his killing the next day. It's not how it works.
No.
You don't do that. And it doesn't mean that they didn't kill him. It doesn't mean it isn't right to say there's a cover-up.
At the top, but it's just like I was saying earlier. You're not going to put somebody that is such a low Q score, as you were talking about earlier, to be in charge of keeping this deep, dark secret. Absolutely not. There's no way. But there is something fishy about her, and I think everybody can see it. Everything, whether it's just very awkward social interactions that she's having and not knowing how to behave on camera, maybe she's getting her wires crossed with acting and in real life, and you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just very strange.
Well, but here's another example, just one factoid out of hundreds. I'm not saying she's innocent. I'm not saying she's good, any of that. I saw them go, oh, look, she was in a CIA production 15 years ago or whatever about cyber attacks and power outages. And then the former CIA directors interviewed the thing. It wasn't a CIA production. It was a film company production about cyber threat. And I remember at the time there was major industry groups who were making dozens of films about it to lobby Congress to get $4 billion to put backup power transformers underground at these 60-plus key parts where somebody could shoot these up and bring down the power grid. So there was a big congressional lobbying thing happening at the time. I was approached by multiple filmmakers, including that film that she's in. They wanted to interview me for it, but I was too busy. So I'm so inside baseball, I was like, wait, I've seen that documentary. That's not CIA. That's a production company. So they went on and got her as an actor to sit there in a situation room and talk about that. And it looks like that's what they wanted to hire me for, was for that.
Do you remember what that production company was called?
No, I just remember that I don't do payola where a guest pays to come on unless it's openly a sponsor. And there's only a few of those, like my gold company. This is my sponsor, and he's an economist. He's interesting, talks about the economy, and then, you know, plugs gold for 2 minutes. I had just remembered that production. I had remembered, and then I remembered that they reached out a few other groups and said, hey, we'll pay you $20,000 to come on the show, because they were selling the DVD and also trying to get the $4 billion. It was a lobbying effort for national security. And so obviously the government was involved at some level. And I was like, no, you're interesting. I'll just have you on. So somebody could go dig up interviews. I interviewed those guys about that movie. So I just know right away. No, that doesn't mean she's in the CIA because she's in this movie. There was a major PR initiative.
But CIA adjacent.
Yeah, but when they put the video out and got tens of millions of views, the clip of her, they said this is a CIA production. And it wasn't a CIA production. I mean, there's probably been 30 books written about how in danger our power grid is and how it needs to be updated. They still haven't done it. And then they try to get Congress to pass the money to do this. So the only thing connected to the CIA was think it was like Woolsey. No, it wasn't Woolsey. It was, what's that guy's name? They had a CIA former director in it. And the point is, this doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
That just, I've been in this so long and I've seen so much that I know what something is most of the time when I see it. And then I tell people, no, this isn't a CIA production. And this doesn't mean she's CIA because she says, oh, you're with them. You're covering it up. No. Cash Patel ordered a stand down of foreign involvement. I believe they killed him. I believe the White House was involved with the Israelis. That's what I think. The evidence is there. So just stop that debate. We need to look at that. We need to get into it. My point is we can't then run down every rabbit trail. And then once the rabbit trail isn't real, continue to say it's real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
But I'm babbling.
No, you're fine. That's what we're here to do, is babble. What do you think about this? This has been tearing up the internet lately. Do you think this guy's wearing a mask here? This is his original...
Yeah, I never responded to this admiral. I think I mentioned it once just because my brain has gotten so serious.
What do you mean responded to him? Like he reached out to you?
No. I mean, I haven't covered this. I haven't responded to the story.
Okay.
First off, let's just say this. Do governments and corporations have masks that can fool people, and do they use them? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is this guy's big part of it? Does this stuff exist? Yes. If you go look at what that guy said in 100 other interviews on Fox and everywhere, he's a big war hawk neocon. It's always the same thing. It's the same voice, the same spiel. So why would they need to replace him with a guy in a rubber mask if it's robotically saying the same thing?
If he had a change of heart,
or maybe he died. What it really looks like to me is Ozempic. Or something like that. Like he's lost so much weight that when you get older, you can kind of, you know, get that skin hanging down and then there's a shadow there.
Yeah.
And so I just stayed out of it because that's what I personally believe. Why would you, it looks like he's lost a bunch of weight fast. Put it to you that way.
Yeah.
And when you get older, you can get that. And then you get
that doesn't look like skin hanging over the top. There's a definitive shadow underneath this. I mean, this is not a great picture, but look at that. I mean, that's there's look at the lines on the side.
It could be a trick of lighting and a digital artifact, but here's what I'm saying. In those skin masks they've got, they run down all the way down here, and it popped off. I mean, I don't know. In fact, I'll give people what they want. Yes, it's a skin mask.
No, I don't want you to give people what they want. I want you to, like, you're just your honest.
You know, here's an example. Do you remember Skype's gone now, but. We were early users of Skype right when it came out, and I would have guests on. And routinely, you'd get digital artifacts where the mouth would do this or the eyes would pop out. Remember that?
Yeah.
Used to like, and people would say, oh, my God, Jones is having reptoid aliens on.
Yeah, but this is not Skype. This is not way back in the day. This is
I understand. The
latest technology.
I understand. All I'm saying is that the message is total war, neocon, evil, worship Israel. It's the same evil message before. It's the same evil message now from the same globalist operative. He's an admiral, right? So my point is, what is the motive?
Retired SEAL.
So what is the motive?
Yeah. I don't know. Controlling what he's saying. Maybe, like, something happened to him. He had a change of heart. And they're like, roger that.
Well, I mean, I know this.
We'll just put a mask on somebody else.
Dozens of skunk works and NASA engineers on secret aircraft being disappearing and now being found murdered. And so, like, the top general or the head of the program. So, well, he's still missing. So that's definitely something real. Mm-hmm. But notice nobody cares about that.
Well, it's just drawing awareness to the fact that people could be wearing masks.
Well, I'll tell you what this is. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum, and I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top 2 or 3 every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, And now I'm taking it because I don't know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I mean, I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man. They're like that, donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys. So you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, eh, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. It's almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this... it's brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And they do sometimes. This is because the public doesn't trust anything the government and media say anymore. And I think overall that's healthy. I have just seen with lighting, if somebody's got a fold of skin, I mean, my great grandmother, well, one of them lived to 103 and the other lived to like 90 something. And I remember going to see them in the nursing homes. And I mean, they look like they were wearing skin masks because it's just like all this skin is hanging down. And if you look at the pictures of him from, you know, a year before,
right,
it looks like he's lost a lot of weight. So all I'm saying is, I mean, remember they thought Mike Pompeo was wearing a mask a couple years ago. Well, obviously he was on Ozempic or something. He went from being like 300 pounds to like 170.
Mm-hmm.
Type in Mike Pompeo skin mask, and it looks exactly the same. Or a neocon, former CIA director. And it's the same crap spewing out of his mouth. And I watched him over like a year lose, oh, it looks like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And what do you think happens when you're fat and old and you lose a bunch of weight?
Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
Let's see.
And they thought that was a skin mask. So, okay. But it doesn't matter. So, yes, they were both wearing skin masks.
Yeah. There it is again now. Look at that. And it could just be a fold. But, man, why does it look like just... it looks like the skin's just torn apart.
But the masks that you do see, they go way underneath. Like typically, like if they're pulling on a mask, it's going down.
I'm just going to say it again. If it's a guy in a mask, he sounds exactly like Pompeo and says the exact same evil stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Admiral. I'm just saying.
What's the point,
it's
right?
It's the same voice, the same crap. Like they got clones that sound, I mean, people think I'm a clone. Just go to Exotype and Alex Jones clone.
Oh, yeah.
And you were the guy that, you know, trained me. I'm getting back like 15 pounds. You lose back there. And so over a year, I lose 65 pounds. And you could see me on air losing the weight. You were there.
Yeah.
You and Joe challenged me to do it. Thank you for doing that. And then just go to X. This is fun to talk about, actually. Just go to X and just type in Alex Jones clone. And I've had people like at the shopping mall walk over and go, oh, Bill Hicks, you're a clone. Wait, so I'm Bill Hicks, but I'm also a clone. No, I'm Alexander Jones, 52 years old, born in Dallas, Texas. And I am who I say I am. Yeah, you don't want to search Google. You want to search X. It's just, there's tens of millions of views on these. If you just go to X and type in Alex Jones clone, and these people really believe I'm a clone. So, well, if I'm a clone, I don't know it. I mean, I got the same voice, the same brain, the same tics, the same mannerisms. And
there you go. Real Alex Jones clone.
Yep, clone. They Man, also go.
We had you really skinny back then.
They also go. Yeah, I mean, then you lose another 20 pounds.
Yeah.
But they say.
It's just crazy. Your face takes on weight. Like some people gain weight and it goes straight to their stomach. But for you, your face gets wider. That's good. I mean, look at this. This is back when you were about 300 pounds.
I look like a fat chipmunk.
And this is when we had you down to 230.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's crazy. That, I mean, I could see why people would think that.
Well, they also say my eyes used to be brown.
Yeah.
And they'll show some video where there's low light. My eyes have always been blue, folks. Always have. Always will
be. Yeah.
But they go, oh, look, the eyes are brown. No, no, it's in shadow.
Yeah. Well, I get it. People can be confused, but that picture of that retired Navy SEAL, I mean,
it's a rubber mask then. You know, I know this. He said he was going to go on a show and explain himself and then didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. So fine. I'm a clone. We're all clones. No, but show some more here.
What else you got?
There's Joe talking about it.
Yeah, well, different guy. Yeah.
Who did, though?
Cloners. Dead good ones, too.
Cloners? Are they friendly?
But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people believe this has been co-opted by the government.
A clone army, and I must say, one of the finest we've ever created.
Yeah. He doesn't look like the same person.
Not at all, dude. Yeah, I think that they've recasted the guy because something happened to him over the offseason.
100%. You would think, oh, someone replaced Alex Jones with a fake Alex Jones.
Very impressive.
I'd hoped you would be pleased.
Imagine there's no internet, so we don't
you
know.
You believe in a heartbeat it wasn't a rogue guy.
Sure. There's no way that's the same guy. Yeah. This guy on the left looks 15 years younger.
Keep going.
Uh-huh. Look, that's actual cloning time. Alex Jones breaks his silence on being a clone. Got to put this out.
No, you're not the real Alex Jones, so.
Well, they can't take it. The clone believes it's Alex Jones.
We can't take it seriously.
The clone believes it's Alex Jones.
Hey, what do you think about the UFC at the White House next weekend?
I saw people, and you have a video, actually. I know you showed me. I saw people saying it's clown world, it's idiocracy. You know, it's like President Camacho and the monster trucks. Teddy Roosevelt held boxing matches.
Yeah, but he was fighting in those, wasn't he?
Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got blinded in one eye. He was tough son of a bitch.
I wish Trump would fight in this UFC card.
Well, who's he going to fight? Lindsey Graham?
That'd be actually fucking hilarious.
No, but I think it's fine. I mean, I heard you make the point where lifting weights that it could be a major terror target.
Like, oh, yeah.
Flies to shit. And I'm not saying they're ship, you know what I mean?
Well, they got guards now. They're like those Secret Service guards. They're walking around with those like anti-drone guns now. Like anywhere Trump goes, there's one like right next to him.
Well, they're trying to green zone it now. And I'm not for a police state, but I do understand the problem is somebody can roll a truck bomb in there.
Mm.
And cause a big problem.
Yeah.
And you better believe that's a real target.
Well, there's defense contracts now. They're trying to create rounds that when it's fired, it does like a shotgun spread. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only thing that they can do, I guess, without having to work with and spread knocks a drone out of the sky. So they're, the U.S. defense is like taking this very seriously. Like right now, we're obviously not in those fucking, we're not outside the wire. We're not in Ukraine or Russia. We're not dealing with this shit.
But we're learning by watching it.
But what they're, exactly, what they're doing is they're fucking, I don't know. If I'm a soldier, I got to be looking at this, like the moves that they're making, I feel like I'm going to be in a ground war soon. Right? If they're putting this much importance, they're putting these deadlines on this stuff, it feels like something's coming.
Well, again, you've got, including this, the admiral with the rubber mask, and fine, folks, rubber mask, okay? You've got them all, the talking points, we've got to have a draft right now. And kicking in December, the selective service they passed a law a few years ago, the Democrats did, that now it automatically registers you for the draft. It's not just so you're ready for the draft. They're preparing the draft, and they're all the Israel surrogates, including the guy that just, with the Israeli money, beat Massey or there in Kentucky. He says you got to go to full draft. Our boys and girls got to go.
Yeah.
And Europe's getting ready. In fact, they've already, a bunch of countries already passed conscription for women as well as men. So, yeah, the world is marching towards total war right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in the UK over in, what is it, Southampton, this is that Henry Novak. I don't know if you pronounce it Novak or Nowak, so I apologize to the family. But if you guys haven't heard about this.
Nowak.
Yeah. Basically, this Sikh. So in the UK, you're not allowed to have knives. It's against the law. But if you're Sikh, you're allowed to have a ceremonial blade.
And 13 other tribal groups. As long as you're not white, you can have a knife. They run around, all of them, machete, swords, threatening everybody. Yes. Thousands of
ceremonial
Muslims march around screaming with their knives. Yeah. If you walk your dog outside, the Muslims attack you because dogs are unclean.
So the story goes with this. I'm not sure how this interaction started with these two guys, but
I know the whole story.
You want to tell it?
Sure. Well, you go and give your take, then I'll say.
Okay. So basically, this guy gets stabbed by this Sikh guy. This guy wearing all blue. Carrying around his 8-inch ceremonial dagger. Okay. He gets stabbed 5 times. This kid's very young. I think he was 18 or 19 years old.
In college.
First year college student. Okay. He gets stabbed. The police show up. This kid tells the cops, as the cops are trying to put handcuffs on him, he tells them, "I can't breathe. I've been stabbed." The cop goes, "No, I don't think you have, mate." Right. So back up. So when the cops arrive, the Sikh, he's a young guy too. His mom shows up, takes the dagger, okay? Takes the dagger so the police don't confiscate it. This guy picks up a phone and starts video recording Henry dying on the ground as the cops have Henry on his stomach and Henry's telling him, "I can't breathe," and they're trying to put handcuffs on him.
Okay? And they wait an hour to put him on an ambulance. He's already dead.
Yeah. And then and one of the female cops, she goes, "No," like that.
Now, that's all accurate, but I've been following very closely. I have the rest of the story.
Tell me.
So if you're already pissed off, wait to hear this. So now they've released not the footage that this monster shot, and wait to hear this, but they've released him leaving his apartment, Henry Nowak, and then him walking down the street and everything he did, and he's just basically walking by this guy's house. It's just a few doors down. And so the guy, like, and there's road rage video of this Sikh before in his ceremonial outfits in the middle of the road, waving swords and threatening people, and he's just freaking nuts, okay? So all this road rage video has been released from him,
right,
threatening other people, chasing people around the streets with swords.
Prior incidents.
Yeah, prior incidents. So he's a lunatic. You look at his mother and dad, and they look like Charlie Manson or something. And so he bumps into him, they think, and then he brandishes the knife and he says, "Are you a bad guy?" And then he stabs him once in the chest. Henry turns and runs and he stabs him 3 more times in the back. And then he's still running and stabs him in the back of the thigh. So 3 in the back, 1 in the chest, and then 1 in the back thigh running. And then he falls down. Well, this guy knows what to do. So he calls the police and says, "A racist just called me Haji or whatever." And so under the law there, that's their highest thing. So now they're like, "Oh, yes." So then it takes about 15 minutes for the police to get there. It's all in the court record. And while that's happening, he's there with his family screaming, laughing at him. They release transcripts, but not the video. He's saying, why'd you do this to me? Help me, please. And he's like, nope, nope. And then he celebrates it and says, look what I did to you. I got your ass. And then his mom comes and the family comes and they talk crap to him who's been stabbed 5 times.
Yeah.
And if you look at the knife, it's about 8 inches long and it's like an ice pick up front that gets, it's really meant to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And to plunge in easily, but, you know, really create a huge wound. And so the family's involved. She's probably going to get charged for hiding the knife. They get there and the police get there. And within a few minutes, he said, I can't breathe. So they put him in handcuffs and then he passes out and then he dies.
So the thing with the getting stabbed anywhere in the torso area, right? Anything in the limbs, extremities, you can put a tourniquet on it to stop the bleeding, right? But anything in the chest, this is a pressurized area of your body.
The blood fills inside.
Well, no, it's the air that's breathing in, right? So if I get stabbed in the chest, right, in the area where my lungs need room to expand and contract, okay? Basically, what I did is I created a hole. So every time I breathe out, your lungs are like a pressurized valve. Okay. So if I'm inhaling, my lungs fill the whole space. If I exhale, I open up room within this pressurized cavity for air to get sucked in. And so what happens? You have to put a chest seal on that.
Yes.
Okay. So as he's sitting there these few minutes before he passed out and died, they could have saved him by just putting a pressure seal on that. And so every time you breathe in, oxygen fills the space and it blocks your lungs from being able to expand. That's why it takes a little while to die. So sorry for this kid and I feel so sorry for his family. And if I...
And then the police won't even apologize. They all think it's funny.
Yeah.
And then they're beating up peaceful protesters and then saying they're violent and Keir Starmer's. None of the police will take a knee like for George Floyd. But the reason we know all this is, and by the way, that's an amazing point. I meant the type of knife he used is designed for internal bleeding because it goes in small. Maybe type in the murder weapon used on Henry Nowak to see how vicious this thing is. It's called ceremonial. It's designed to kill somebody. But the point is that it plunges in, and so it creates a lot of internal bleeding.
Yeah.
But that's a side issue, why there wasn't a lot of external. So
here it is right here.
Yeah, there it is. So we have, in the court hearings, they say, we're not going to show this to the court.
Here's the guy.
We're not going to show this to the jury. But they gave him a transcript. They said it will prejudice them against the killer.
Right.
If you see the footage he shot, but then they describe how he taunted him and made fun of him.
Yeah.
And then when they show up, he goes, there he is. There's the racist.
Uh-huh.
And the police go, oh, good. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this scumbag.
There's the guy. There's the knife. Yeah. It hasn't happened to this degree, but it's just a matter of time.
They got stabbings every day in Sweden and there was France and everyone.
There was a young girl. I want to say she was 19 years old. She took an Uber. Okay. She's taking an Uber home. She's like a country girl. So she doesn't ride in a back seat, right? She's a country girl. She grew up. She never had to deal with anything. She's riding in the front seat in the passenger seat while this guy's driving. This guy starts putting his hands on her leg and touching and feeling her. Okay. She's like avoiding his advances, right? She gets to her house. She goes inside her house. This guy gets out of his car, follows her into her house and rapes her. Okay. She calls the cops. The cops arrest the guy. They just slap on the wrist. They did nothing to him. They basically said he couldn't work for Uber anymore. He can't have a knife anymore. And that's it. And a house arrest.
Listen, they got cases in Germany.
And it's all on video. It's all on video footage.
Incredible.
It's happening in the UK. It's happening right north of our border.
And why is it the same whether it's liberal cities in the US or Canada or Australia or Europe? Because it's all the left that runs it. It's all the open society, George Soros systems, puts the judges in, trains the judges, the prosecutors. And this is a war.
Yeah.
And so there are cases where a woman gets gang raped by Muslims, and then none of them get jail time, but she gets 3 years in jail for saying deport the Muslims.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. They're not like misguided liberals. They're bringing in an outside force that works for them, that knows it's above the law. That's why they had 500,000, the number now in the government findings, little white girls raped, only white girls, by the Pakistanis mainly, who would then supply them in these slave brothels, kidnap them, kill them, chop them up, turn them into meat kebabs. Everything I'm saying you can look up. And Keir Starmer was the head CPS magistrate for 15 years and covered it all up.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the Pakistanis would supply the little girls to the white pedophiles. They would deliver them in dog cages. and they misbehaved, they would nail their tongues to boards. Jesus. They would have German shepherds gang rape them and then also kill them and produce snuff films. This all came out in a parliamentary report last week, and the Keir Starmer overrode it and said no investigation. And now it's up to, I had a member of parliament on last week about this, 500,000. And you start looking, these are proven cases.
Do you feel like we're losing the fight between good and evil right now in this world?
I mean, when you talk about blue jurisdictions, I mean, I wasn't poo-pooing the story you told me. It's absolutely true. I've seen that report. There are literally hundreds of stabbings and killings a day in the Western world. 80%+ is migrants, invaders, most of them Muslim. And they come here and they say, if you are a kafir or a profane or an infidel, you are allowed to be enslaved, killed, whatever. They can deal you drugs. They can kidnap your daughter. They can do, I mean, under Islam, if your wife or your daughter gets raped, it's their fault. They've committed the crime. Okay. So this is the truth. I mean, Islam invented the most deranged forms of slavery.
Yeah.
And they invaded Spain and reportedly took out 3 million women over 700 years for sex slavery.
But do you think this world is, we're losing the fight between good and evil right now? Do you feel like the scales are getting tipped?
I think we were losing. We didn't know how bad it was because we were all busy watching TV and compartmentalized and our heads in the sand. But I think now we have been losing. Now we're starting to gain ground. We're still losing.
What's this awareness?
But at the current rate, the Great Awakening.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we were way, in a football game, we were 25 points behind. Now we're 7 points behind. And we got, and we got another quarter left. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying the magnitude.
Yeah. I'm not going to play the video. You can find it online. It's pretty grotesque. Henry's laying on his stomach. Cop's got his knee on his back. I mean, it's what happened with the George Floyd situation here in the States. This is what it should have been to bring that kind of reaction from the public and all the rioting and stuff. But
George Floyd really died of 3 times the overdose of fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's in his autopsy. They suppressed that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not defending what happened to him, but the point is that this wasn't a racist cop who's in prison right now. He worked as a security guard off duty, was friends with Floyd. That all came out, but they wouldn't let it in the trial. And the prosecutor later resigned and admitted, no, we put an innocent man in jail. They have the autopsy report. He had 70 illegal drugs in him. Enough fentanyl to kill 3 full-grown men his size.
Jesus.
Methamphetamine, everything else you can imagine. He was out of his mind. And so they used that hold on him and all the rest of it. That's not what killed him. It was an asphyxiation. But absolutely, this is George Floyd for real.
Yeah.
But remember, they won't release, but they admit in the court the tape of the Sikh.
Yeah. Him holding his phone videotaped on the ground. And you're going to pull out your phone and video record.
You can pull up the transcript. It was in the news. I mean, the court said it's too provocative. It will prejudice the jury against him. Oh, well, how is video of him celebrating? Yeah, you're going to die, effer, and all this stuff. Yeah. And then the cop should be going, oh, the racist is right there. Oh, God, I didn't stab him. He's a liar. Oh.
What's that kid's name? Vikram, right? The guy that stabbed him.
And then he, whatever his name is. It's like the classic thing. The point is that any random woman can go to India and walk out in a crowd of men, they're going to start trying to rape you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're Hindu, it doesn't matter whether they're Muslim. And and there are some higher caste, and I'm not into caste systems, but you know, there's high class Indians and Pakistanis and all that. Let's get that straight. But these are countries with billions of people, with rivers of feces. I can show you videos of what they feed the school children where they pull giant feces out of the butts of cows and then cut it up as for lunch. Jeez. I mean, I'm not kidding you, man. It's just like there are superior cultures. Everyone wants to come here because it's not perfect, but it's superior.
Yeah.
And we just need to say we're territorial.
Doesn't feel like we're going to get that.
Go to X and type in Indians eating cow poop. I mean, you cannot make this up. There's thousands of videos. They eat it right out of the butts of the cows. I mean, and they've got Kali that they worship. It's like the Satan female deity of destruction. And they'll be starving to death, but they give milk in these giant urns that these rats come and eat every day.
Oh my god.
बल्कि अगर प्रेगनेंसी में समय समय पर लेते रहे तो नॉर्मल डिलीवरी के चांसेस बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ जाते हैं. मेरी वाइफ ने भी गोमूत्र पिया और गाय के गोबर का रस का उपयोग किया प्रेगनेंसी में. दोनों बच्चे मेरे नॉर्मल डिलीवरी से हुए.
Now stop right there. Type in Indian woman eats poop out of cow's butt. I didn't play it on my show last week. I should have because it is the most disgusting thing you can imagine.
You saved it for the podcast.
I saved it for you. But I mean, I'm saying this is gross, man. I mean, that's all they have is rivers of poop. And we're told this is the superior thing we should bow down to. By the way, you know 80% of the H-1B visas in the U.S. come out of India. And did you know that 70%+ from one little province?
Yeah.
Because they pay off the government to only let their tribe in. They don't just not – once Indians get control of a tech company, they don't just not hire anybody but Indians. They only hire certain Indians. I mean, we're talking like 100-foot tall. You'll be sitting there by a river that's already full of garbage, and it'll back up. And all of a sudden, there's like a 100-foot log jam.
This one?
100 feet tall of a huge wall of trash. They have trash.
There you go. Jesus Christ. Look at the pigs. The pigs and the dogs are just munching away on stuff in here. If you're just listening to this, this river has it looks like a landfill on both sides of the river.
By the way, this is nothing. There's footage, we can find it, that is like, it log jams like 200 feet tall. And then it breaks.
Oh, here you go.
And these avalanches. I mean, I'm talking about a wave of garbage comes down, like runs over houses, you name it.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
This is all lightweight. I mean, and it's not your fault. I gave you the search term, but this is all lightweight stuff. This is like, these are the nicer areas. Oh, this is a nice thing. Yeah, drinking out of the gutter.
Oh, my God. It looks like a fucking zombie. This guy's literally drinking out of sewage water that's just like running down the little edge between the road and the sidewalk.
That is a superior culture.
Wow. Oh my God.
Now he's eating some garbage. No, this is all like that.
I've never seen this before. This is insane.
And also type in Indians worship poop. They have a whole religion of worshiping poop.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Grizzly Cooler.
My cancer is swelling, my Leo is
moon. Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.